is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. Glad to have you here. Winter is upon us across the state, that's for sure. Winter has descended on Michigan in a big way. Lots of snow across much of the state. Temperatures in the teens, some places colder. Wind chills biting as winds are moving to 35 and 40 miles an hour around the state. So keep that in mind. It's going to be one of those mornings where you walk outside and go, woo! Good to be alive. Or maybe you don't do that. Maybe that's just me. Woo! Yeah, you like that? I wake you up. Good to be alive. All right. On the program today, we learned today. What happens with Roy Moore and Doug Jones, the big race in Alabama? It's today. Welcome to it. Now, if the Republicans win, of course, the Democrats will scream and howl about how Republicans vote for a pedophile and so on and so forth. But this false notion that somehow the Democrats occupy the high ground is exactly that, a false notion. We'll get to that in a moment. The bomber in New York yesterday, two more devices were attached to him. That happened during the program yesterday, of course. And, well, if they had all gone off, it would have been a much bigger situation. Dirty water here in Michigan. We told you about this in mid-October. It is a big situation, getting bigger every day. Glad we could break the story for you and tell you what's really going on and tell you that Rockford and the problems with the shoe manufacturing there was just the tip of the iceberg. You want to go back to October the 18th. And listen to Bob Delaney's interview. He was here for 2 hours from the DEQ. Bob Delaney, 33-year veteran of the DEQ. He spent 2 hours here explaining the problems with Michigan water and the chemicals PFAS, PFOS, PFCs, long-chain hydrofluorocarbons. Easy for me to say. Anyhow, if you go look all of that up and listen to what Bob had to say, you'll be out buying a water filter today, that I'm sure of. So where to start today? Let's see. You know, let's start by talking about journalism in America and the problems with journalism in America. That sounds like a good place to start for you because that's where we're going to go, all right? Yesterday, during this program, as you know, there was an attempted bombing at the Port Authority in New York City, not far from Times Square. The bombing was successful to a point, but it only truly injured the bomber terrifically and three other people somewhat. Nobody killed, nothing traumatic. But he did have two other devices on him, did the suspect, a Muslim suspect from Bangladesh. We'll get back to that in a bit. But while that was going on, the most trusted name in news, CNN, had something much more important to talk about. The attack came, I don't know, early in the morning, 8:45, I suppose, and CNN decided there was much more important news to talk about, including the New York Times report doing an in-depth feature on Donald Trump drinks a dozen Diet Cokes a day. Because that's far more important, my friends, to explain to the American public than a terror attack in New York City. At the same time, the report was running about Donald Trump's consumption of Diet Coke. A large graphic promoting tonight's election night in Alabama was taking up most of the screen. Viewers took notice, by the way. Media crisis guru Yossi Gestetner tweeting out, "More than an hour after the pipe bomb story broke, CNN was busy with Trump's Diet Coke. Why are you talking about this?" Well, they're talking about that because they don't want to talk about Islamic terrorism. And they don't want to talk about what's going on for real. Here's another one from Rich Noyes, Newsbusters senior editor. Astonishing how quickly CNN pivoted from New York City explosion to the ridiculous story of Trump drinking a lot of Diet Coke, as if the president's consumption of Diet Coke is somehow of concern to anyone. Media Research Center Vice President Dan Gaynor, a regular guest on this program, used the situation to mock CNN's recent ad campaign in which the network uses an apple in an attempt to combat its fake news reputation. The most trusted name in news has become the laughingstock of the news industry. However, many other members of the media should not laugh too loudly, because the retractions at Reuters, Bloomberg, The Washington Times, fake photos in The Washington Post, and the list goes on, don't give much room to other media outlets to mock CNN too openly, because they all have let us down. And they all continue to let us down because of their incredible political bias. They are so blinded by their dislike, or maybe quite more accurately, their hatred of this president, they're willing to go almost anywhere, do almost anything to bring him down. And as a result, the coverage that you get, the coverage that you see, is tainted and twisted, often to a point of, well, to being fake. Now, it's probably true that the president drinks 10 or 12 Diet Cokes a day, and I say to that, who cares? Is that affecting the way he deals with the economy? Does that affect the way he deals with security at the border? Does that affect the way he deals with foreign adversaries like North Korea or Iran? And the answer, of course, is no to all of those questions and more. And yet this is how CNN decided to spend their day instead of telling you about what was going on at Times Square, at the Port Authority. They weren't telling you about 27-year-old Akayat Ullah, who came here from Bangladesh, part of a chain migration situation, meaning one person related to the next, related to the next, related to the next, so they all get in, you see. Chain migration. It was a terrorist attack. It just didn't go off very well. And while people were trying to find the latest news, CNN decided it was time to tell you about the legal beverage habits of the president. It is an embarrassment. And this is why the media in this country continues to lose. You know, you think Donald Trump is not well respected. His approval ratings hover in the low 40s. Sometimes maybe into the mid 40s on a good day. Sometimes into the high 30s on a bad day. His approval ratings exceed the national media by leaps and bounds, and this is why. The media is losing our respect, or has lost it altogether, because of shenanigans like this. It's time for the news media to get back to work, to do actual coverage, to take off their blinders and do their job, and don't do it just because they're hateful of the administration, but do what is proper, what is right, be accurate, work hard, get facts, verify your sources, name your sources more often than you don't. A few ideas for you. CNN, the most trusted name in news? I don't think so. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We might be back after this.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Is your child really ready for life after high school? With online course opportunities through micourses.org, they can be. Learning online teaches students accountability, critical thinking, and time management skills. Students can choose two courses per term provided through their school and gain valuable online learning experience needed for college and job training programs. Is your child ready? Visit micourses.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Michigan Department of Education in partnership with Michigan Virtual University.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.